is Alley Cat, and I guess there was nothing else you listened to, so this is WrestleMania Podcast.
Well, hello, everybody. It's, oh, good. It's Fireball Eric spitting medium hot fire alongside my best friend in the entire world, the godson, the godfather to my daughter, Fresh. No, God. The King of Bong style. How you doing, buddy?
What the hell's going on here?
I have no idea.
Apparently, take a camera away, and Eric is just.
The whole way here, I was talking about, I got this thing to say. It's going to be perfect. I got a first 15 minutes already panned out, and I couldn't even do the intro.
You couldn't decide which of us is the godfather of a child
or who's alongside him.
I tried to call him the godson. You're my godson of my daughter. King of Mongstyle, I'll do the thing. Where are we at?
Live from Stu's Dungeon. Hello.
See, I give him a compliment on his impression. And tell him how dead on it is, and he's like, nah, screw you.
Hello.
It's a Big Mom. No, not, what's his name? Tyler Perry does Stu's Dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And across the Wheels of Steel, the man who made this all happen last minute when we forgot to bring stuff that we were supposed to bring, Fresh Produce. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
So, guys, this is a week that I'm really happy you guys are in my life. I'm really happy that this podcast is not just something I do for fun on my own, because it would probably be a 45-minute lament of, woe is me, wrestling has failed me, and I no longer care.
Are you talking about what happened last night on Raw?
I just, from SummerSlam on, I don't hate them, I'm not mad, I'm not angry, just couldn't give a shit. And it's been 8 years since that's happened. When I took my 3 or 4 or 5 year hiatus, it was because I stopped investing.
Right.
I didn't care anymore after Goldberg and Brock Lesnar tore the house down at whatever. It lasted a little bit longer, and I just didn't care. And I'm there again. And I don't care at all. I don't know how you take. I mean, you've systematically demolished the tag team division for over a year. So when the right revival finally,
but the revival are the champions,
and no one cared. No one popped. No one cared. You took your hottest entity, your hottest property in your company, essentially neutered her by making her say sorry, then to turn around, which I understand that's not where we're going at WrestleMania. I mean, it still could be a three-way or whatever, but you put Ronda and Becky on the same side in what's supposed to be a blood feud, and they're in the ring against Vince McMahon together.
I was looking for something. Sorry.
How is that? I go, fine. You don't care about me. I don't care about you. I'm bored. I just don't care. And that's the word. Like, have me fired up. Have me pissed. Have me something to yell about. I was yelling about Finn Balor. You know, I was really excited for that match. And I just don't give a shit. Where's your fandom these days? Red.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
I know. Listen, if this was my show just by myself in my house, this would have been 45 minutes of that. That's as short as I could get it down to. It's just.
But they're still going to give you that.
Give me what?
Becky and Ronda.
Yeah. Is it going to be Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte? I mean, probably not. Right?
Probably not.
It probably is.
Well, if they're teasing it this far in advance, I kind of think they're not going to go that way. But. They could.
So what are you upset about?
The same things that I try to defend for year after year after year with WWE, and you go, listen, they don't give small guys the victories, or hey, booking never actually worked. Like, they just forgot. Like, they turned Kevin Owens. I like that he's did that dad thing last night and whatever, but he can't come back as a killer now. He can't come back as a monster. Like,
what, because he bowled?
Bowling with his, like, I understand kayfabe's dead, but come on, like, don't tell us when he's coming back. Do something awesome when he comes back. Don't show us Dad Owens, you know. What's his character? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I want, man. I don't know why I'm so upset. I'm just bored with the product. I'm completely bored with
but
the product.
But you've got AEW now.
Do I? I mean, I know of two shows coming up in the next year. Like, those will be cool. New Japan was good over the weekend. It wasn't great. It was good.
I mean, they've lost a lot of their draw power.
You know what, though? And I guess we can skip right into it, but even though they lost all those guys, the product...
It's always going to be
good. It's going to be good. It's the booking's going to be good. Gato can book. And the talent is still there to an extent.
Right.
They still have 70-year-olds that they put in matches that are tough to watch. But they did that when they had the entire Elite. They would do that. The booking there was good. It was a little thin doing three nights instead of one night. As like one mega card, they kind of did three good cards, and they could have done one mega card. But tag team wrestling still awesome in New Japan.
Yep.
They get a really crazy title change. Tanahashi drops the belt after, what is it, a month after Wrestle Kingdom? A month and 10 days, something like that.
Yep.
To Jay White, which they've booked him beautifully. But they're not on 3 days. You know, I mean, like, I'm not watching New Japan on USA a couple nights a week, and I still love NXT. I'm not saying I hate wrestling now. Like, I'm not bored with wrestling in general. I just go, shit, man. Like, how much can I defend WWE when they don't seem to know what the fuck's going on? Like, they don't seem to have any clue what they're doing.
But they do. Because they've done this before.
I know.
So, in 2001,
mm-hmm.
Ric Flair showed up on Raw and revealed to Vince that he bought Stephanie and Shane's company shares
mm-hmm.
to found the WCW-ECW alliance.
Right.
Making himself 50% owner of the WWF. Then he got put into title match. It's the same story with a different flair.
Sure. Sure.
Like, we've seen these stories before. We know at some point we're going to get what we want. We are. Have you ever read a book?
No.
Have you ever watched a movie?
Okay, there you go.
That the first 10 minutes were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next hour was slow in developing all the characters. And you were like, man, fuck this movie. And then the end of the movie was what you wanted from the first 10 minutes.
Glass!
There you go.
Okay, this, again, I'm not trying to be a contrarian, but I'm also the guy who likes movies shot on an iPhone by a guy you know that only 35 people saw that's all talking the whole time. Like, that's kind of my jam.
Right.
Like, huge Kevin Smith guy, but even, like, he's a little too, like, just bring it down a little bit and just have a coffee table for 45 minutes where people are talking. Like, my favorite part of Reservoir Dogs, that first scene in the diner. Like, that's, like, my favorite part of that movie. So, but I understand your point, and you're right. But, I mean, how quickly could you pull up the last, like, WrestleMania main events, like a list of that?
Last year was Brock and Roman.
Mm-hmm. The year before that was Roman Undertaker. The year before that would have been... That's embarrassing. That's not Seth, Brock, and Roman. That's something else in between. There's one in between I'm not thinking of.
34, Roman and Brock.
Mm-hmm.
33, Roman and Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H, Roman at 32. Brock, Roman... at 31.
Okay, stop right there for a second.
Okay.
So what's the best one out of those four?
Brock, Roman, 31.
When Seth comes in. Okay, so that's three off years to an extent. I mean, the Undertaker-Roman match was kind of, I thought it was interesting, but, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, agreed. Okay, so that's 3 years off, 1 year on. Okay, can you go back four more? Or keep
Randy, Batista, Daniel at 30.
Okay, never mind. That's
Rock, Cena, twice in a lifetime. Rock Cena once in a lifetime,
mm-hmm.
Miz John Cena.
And the Miz John Cena was old Miz. That's not Miz.
It was awesome Miz.
Well, right, but I mean, that's 4 years before he really caught his groove, I think.
I thought he...
You did dig that?
Yeah, I mean, he was exactly what he should have been from the start.
Real booable.
And he's what he was with Morrison. Mm-hmm. That made me like him in the first place. Because I hated Miz when he first came in, and he was like the fucking steampunk bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, he was terrible.
Right.
Like, I liked him back in MTV days.
Okay.
When he wanted to be a wrestler. That was his lifelong dream, was to be a wrestler. Like, when he was on MTV, that was all he talked about on, what was it, Road Rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was on Real World then, The Challenges.
Right.
And then, yeah.
And so when he first came in, I was like, oh, this kind of sucks for Miz. And then he got teamed up with Morrison, And those two together were gold. I wish they were still together.
Are you going to tell me that that Miz is better than this Miz?
I mean, they're different for sure.
So I was in Fort Wayne working on Sunday night, and I found a $15 ticket. So I went to the whatever. Miz gets cheered as he comes out, and he goes, "Sorry guys, still getting used to that." Like, it's a little odd for me.
What was it? So
there was a WWE Live in Fort Wayne.
A house show.
So
instead of going to Bizarro Lucha.
Yeah, neither of you got back to me about going to get Big Dog's autograph Sunday.
Yeah, I don't
know. World of Wheels.
When I was at work.
Yes.
And yeah. I was working too. Also, I mean,
I was not.
So you went and got his autograph.
I can't go alone.
You have a daughter. You have a perfect excuse to go.
Yeah.
Nah, she wouldn't care.
Who gives a shit if she cares? You use her. That's how that works.
I was home working on my stew, Medea.
Hello.
Writing that script.
Hello.
I mean, you know what?
All jokes aside. Guess my guess.
All jokes aside, worth it. All right, give me two more WrestleManias real quick because I want to prove a point. So give me the
Taker, Michaels, okay. Streak versus Career, okay. And then Triple H, Randy Orton.
So a few good ones in there. A few really good ones in there. A few not so good ones. What name do you not see ever there?
A female.
Okay, but what else do you not see there?
Vince McMahon.
The hottest property in the company for a couple years.
Vince McMahon.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. You don't see CM Punk. So that idea of waiting waiting. No.
What year was the CM Punk run?
My point. It was during that time.
I know.
2010, 2011?
That sounds right.
Again, not the whole pipe bomb thing, right?
It was the year before 30. It'd been 29, 28, 27 in that range. Like 28, 27, 26 maybe.
He was shitty about 27.
And that's was...
Because that was Miz Rocks. And Cena. And he's like...
No, that's not the one he was shitty.
Yeah, he was. But he was really shitty about Miz Cena because he's like, I was the top bad guy and you put the top bad guy versus the top good guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, kind of like shitted on Miz, but was...
Wasn't the Miz the champion though?
Yeah.
I thought Miz was champion going into the match.
Still.
Yeah, but he was saying he's the top bad guy.
Okay. Should have been the champion by the time Mania came around. Or fighting for the championship.
Didn't he wrestle Daniel Bryan for a championship at 27?
Maybe. Was he the main event?
27, maybe. But he wasn't the main event.
All I'm saying, the point I'm making in all of this is we wait and we say, oh, we'll get what we want. And, oh, it's going to be good. And, oh, this is setting up this storyline. I've said this before on the show. This is setting up this. Sick of, like, or it won't. You know what I mean? Or it won't be Becky and Ronda. You know what I mean? Or it won't be
At the least you'll get a triple threat with that.
I don't think I want that. I don't.
So
they can make me want it. They can. I mean, I can get talked into it, but that's not what I want.
Orton beat CM Punk at that WrestleMania, and The Miz beat John Cena.
Okay.
And Miz was champion going into the match.
Right.
So Randy Orton versus CM Punk was a non-title singles match.
Yeah.
And The Miz, who was the champion, wrestled the top face in the history of the company.
I think we're arguing the wrong point, Fresh. I'm not saying that. I'm saying as a fan.
But I'm just like debunking CM Punk's beef with it.
Oh, okay. That's not my argument. I don't know. That's fine. What I'm saying is, as a fan, did you want to see, you know, Punk Miz, or did you want to see, Cena Miz, or did you want to see Punk anyone?
Punk anyone.
And if not by 20, maybe 27, not everyone was on board. By 28, what'd you want to see? You know, definitely Punk whoever. And you never got it.
We had a once-in-a-lifetime match.
And that happened again. Year. That didn't make sense for either of them to be champion at the time. They could have done that match without a title.
Well, Punk, the first one wasn't. 28 wasn't a title match.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was Rock, Cena in a singles match. It was CM Punk, who was the champion going into it, beat Chris Jericho by submission.
Not in the main event.
It was the one where Jericho was like pouring alcohol on him during the build and throwing pills at him.
Do you at least see my point, what I'm saying?
I do.
About the getting what you want and even being happy. Like, everyone complained about 31 going into it. You got Daniel Bryan winning a ladder match, and then you had the Rollins cash and ended up being a good Mania. So I'm not just saying, oh, I'm complaining. I don't think this Mania is going to be good. But I mean, the last three have had a lot of, you know, celebrity matches or big or one-off guys coming back. Or
I mean, 27 had Snooki wrestling.
I know. So my point is,
shield around.
You say we're going to get what we want. You know, it's going to come, but.
The only one who's ever had more baby oil than the other wrestlers.
Yeah. Right. The other question is, does the year-long story end at WrestleMania?
You talking about Becky?
No, I'm just talking about in general. Does the year-long story end at WrestleMania? Because WrestleMania is a spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
It at some point it's time. Well, even from the very first one, it was a spectacle.
Yeah,
it was the.
It's not the season finale,
right? But it was the. Let's get as many eyes on the product as possible. So.
Okay. Great.
Casual
yep.
fan.
Yep.
Or person who buys WrestleMania.
Yep.
Maybe Royal Rumble.
To
right.
See Floyd Mayweather or Ronda coming in or The Rock's back. I know him. Totally.
Right.
So that makes my point even more a little bit is that so if we're giving up, you know, if Balor's not going to beat Brock at SummerSlam, you know what I mean? If that's not going to happen, well, he's going to get his come up and, you know, like it all in our mind, they're telling us to wait for Mania because that's when everything comes around and then it doesn't at Mania quite. And then you got to wait again. And then is SummerSlam even that big of a, like, that's what I'm saying is that like they've trained us to think that WrestleMania is the end all be all, the season finale, everything changes. It's the end of the culmination. And then it does, like, we give up so much of the year to get to there, and then there isn't always what we want either. And I'm not saying you have to listen to the fans 100% and that they know best all the time. Obviously not. Obviously there's decisions that are made for a multitude of reasons that aren't for me personally as me, Eric Samari, the fan. You know what I mean?
That's, right.
Like, I totally get that. But to see little things like having Becky and Ronda in the ring ending that Raw last night,
right,
and against Charlotte and against Vince, like as a unit, you've built months and months and months, and maybe it was accidental, and she wasn't supposed to be the man, you know, she wasn't supposed to be the one, but she is, and you have months of backstory of this blood feud where, you know, arms are broken and faces are broken, and there's attacks, and there's calling people not real wrestlers, and all this great stuff, kind of neutered a little bit, kind of just. Oh, now they're just fine? Like, Ronda shouldn't be hyping her up to get that match. You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't be trying to get her to that match in the backstage segment. It should be. Those two should never be able to be around each other without wanting to hit each other.
Well, but Cena used to do that. They used to do that with Cena. Because they're the face that wants the best match. Like, so that to me, that would be almost a heelish move to try to keep Becky out of it.
Not, okay,
the
but face not move. Just no, don't but
the
be around.
Face, but the face move to me is...
We're
no,
putting on
I'm
the best def- show.
Yeah, I'm defending
I'm
my title
the
against the best.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Ronda's awful.
Well,
okay, last time I said per Ronda stuff, I got a chair thrown.
It's good storytelling.
Do you
want to
get into it where 2 weeks in a row they had to put Vince in her position because she couldn't handle the promo?
No, I told you she's awful.
They took a microphone out of her hands.
I told you she's awful. Much more affable now.
But
scared.
The other thing is, I'm not opposed to good storytelling. That's a good telling a good story.
Which one? What is?
Ronda saying, no, I want to fight Becky. It's
okay,
the right
totally,
thing to do.
But those two shouldn't be able to be around each other. You've built it so they hate each other, right? Like, they can't stand each other. That she attacked her in the backstage area and was the first one to make her look like a punk a little bit because, you know, she got blindsided, though. And Ronda's like, you're not a, you know, you're fake because you couldn't face me face to face, blah, blah, blah. You have months of built-in storyline. Same thing, too, with we're never going to get that Daniel Bryan Miz true payoff, even if they fight at Mania. Even if it's face Miz versus heel Bryan, like it's never, you had it. You had the number, like you had something so hot that took no work on your part anymore. The work was done.
Right.
And you could have blown it off at a big one instead of in Saudi Arabia, which I kept saying, you know what, that's not the blow off. We'll just wait. The Miz will never get pinned clean. You know, blah, blah. I'm wrong. No, I was wrong. They're not going to care. It's not going to be, you know. I don't see how the next 6 weeks could change everything. You know what I mean? I could be totally wrong. I just don't see how. I'm trying to work all the angles now to get back to...
Well, you have Elimination Chamber between now and
then. Sure, and everything can... I'm saying the titles can change. All these things can change. That's true. And they can make Becky and...
Wait. Couldn't it be Ronda loses the title to Ruby Riott at Elimination Chamber?
No.
Because of interference from Becky, then it becomes Ruby Riott versus Charlotte for the title, and it becomes Ronda versus Becky as just a we hate each other.
Yeah, that's great booking.
But
I think there's zero chance, though. It's the same, like.
I don't see them taking off the title off
No
Ronda.
Way. No way.
They should. It's garbage.
Wait, is that his impression of me?
No, it's this guy throwing chairs.
That's a scarf over there. I don't know what you're looking at. But, totally. But remember Remember just 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago when I booked out the next year? And I know none of
amazing booking.
Curtis Hawkins.
Best I'd ever seen.
Not Curtis Hawkins. Shut up. Curtis Hawkins. You know what I mean.
I mean, technically, he could still be a referee in the main event.
Shut up, you're a jerk. My point is.
Wouldn't that be the greatest swerve in history?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just him as the ref?
I would like to put some money down that Hawkins gets a win of some sort at WrestleMania this year.
Main event.
No, I mean, let's call it pre-show.
Kurt Hawkins versus Ronda Rousey main event.
I don't know which one this is.
You want to fix WrestleMania?
I do.
Move it to Osaka.
Oh, that's a good call. I never thought of that.
I never thought of putting WrestleMania.
He still puts the costume on even though we're not on camera this week.
It's a mental thing.
What costume? Just my fedora and my blue shades. I got them made in Japan. Osaka's best.
I didn't realize how many matches are in Osaka. Like, most of New Japan is in Osaka.
Of course it is, because it's the best.
Is it the
six
food?
Stars all around.
Is it the food? Is it the atmosphere? Is it the crowd? What
it's
is it?
It's just Osaka.
It's just Osaka. There's no way to explain that. It's
just Osaka.
It's just so stupid.
Six star matches. Six star people.
Who's
Osaka.
Your favorite WWE wrestler right now, Uncle Dave?
Hikuleto Jujua.
No, in WWE. In who do you WWE. Like? Who do you like? There's got to be one person.
The Japanese one.
Which is
Hideo Matsumi.
Nope. He
close.
Wrong name and he quit. But also
true.
Yes. You like Shinsuke?
Did you know the Cubs used to have a player named Fukudome? If you look at his name, it says fuck you, do me, in Osaka.
This is the number one selling jersey to
of course it was.
Women.
Because it was from Osaka.
I don't think that's
he
the
reason.
He
definitely wasn't from Osaka.
He was from Osaka.
Well, roundabout.
He spent there some time there.
Well, I think everyone did.
I can't wait to see Ronda and Becky. Live under the Tokyo Dome.
Who do you like better out of those two? Who's the better wrestler?
Who's more Asian?
Who's the better worker?
Ronda wears the Asian makeup. But no, of course, she's garbage. I'm afraid of chairs, too.
I would not question Uncle Dave on where Fukudome was born.
That's a good point.
Because he knows Osaka.
That's a good point.
Right.
I always forget those kind of things.
And Kosuke Fukudome was from Osaka, Japan.
He was from Osaka? Yes. Oh, shit. Uncle Dave knows all. That sucks. Now, he's the wrestling expert. He's doing all the props.
You want to have a good match this year, huh?
I do.
Put them two broads in the ring together. Make sure they ain't got their periods. Everything will be all right.
Wait, you're pro broads headlining WrestleMania?
Oh, headlining, God, no. Put them on the pre-show. Just get it out of the way. Let the men do the real work.
So
you know
Becky,
what I mean?
Ronda in the pre-show.
You ain't got to worry about Brock or Seth having the period during the match. So
you do have to worry about blood, though.
Yeah, but as long as the blood comes from the head and not the,
also,
you know.
Also, we're fake smoking a cigar.
I know. We're doing props. We're all in. Oh, I'm so glad we got rid of the cameras. This just feels so much
safer.
Even though now we have an awesome green screen that we can do all kinds of cool stuff with. We bought all the equipment to do it.
Oh, no. I had the equipment.
Oh, okay.
I didn't buy it.
What did I buy? I bought something. Or split something. Ah, whatever.
The recorder that's in a backpack with the cord that we needed before the show started. That I definitely didn't send out a reminder to bring.
Oh, I know. How many weeks have you been telling me to bring a chair?
Four.
4 weeks. Yeah. Life's hard, man. I work
since before the Rumble.
I work a full 14-hour week. Oh, it's tough. Tough to. Yeah, I don't. I don't know where anything goes. I just don't care. That's the bummer.
Week, though. You're but right. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They get you to this point, and then they push you to the point of where you're like, oh, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Stop, whatever. And then all of a sudden, they're like, here's everything you wanted and more. And you're like,
right.
Oh, it was the greatest.
Elimination Chamber could probably, like, after the announcements of Elimination Chamber, I'm like, why am I even going to fucking watch this? You know why? Because there's no expectations. You just had a bad Raw. You're over everything. Finn got squashed, got crushed by Brock, and Ron is, of course, going to win the Keeper title, blah, blah, blah. So something awesome is going to happen. You're right. There's going to be something really fucking cool at Elimination Chamber.
Might we finally get David Arquette?
Oh, boy.
Brock Arquette. I want to see it.
Oh,
wait, no. Who did he just challenge? Oh, he just said he'll fight CM Punk any fucking time.
Of course he would. Why would he? He can make more than $7 doing that.
I think he said the same thing about
Arquette.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he said the same thing about anyone on the roster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone in wrestling? Anyone with a phone, camera phone.
Scott Steiner, give him a call.
Do you think if you went up to David Arquette and brought him a Money in the Bank briefcase at the airport, he would instinctively just start fighting you?
Probably.
I think he'd take it to Raw the next night. Yeah. Fly to Raw.
No, I think if we took our title to the airport, Arquette would take that and try to go be the WCW champion.
We have got to find a way to get to another Jordynne Grace show so she can defend that belt, because it is so cool.
So real quick, AEW news. Cody is out of surgery. So he had surgery today. He is out. He's doing fine. So
yesterday, I had four screens open with four different presale codes to try to get a ticket to All In. I said, you know what? If I don't get, like, I mean, it doesn't have to be floor, but if I don't get...
calling it All In?
Oh, Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
All In 2, Double or Nothing. If I, you know, maybe if I get the first couple rows in the second level, I'll still go. But, you know, and whatever. I had four screens, you know, all these different codes, different ways to get in. I got in, and one ticket in the second to last row in the worst section in the house is what was available. There's only three sections that were $35. And then I was in the second to last row of the one furthest away.
Did you buy it?
I bought it.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about Double or Nothing. And I'm sure you know why, but you probably don't.
Because there's now a transvestite wrestling?
No. Okay. Although that is cool.
That there's now a... There's something else, too. There's...
Wait, does she, he fight in what division?
He fights in the male division.
So wait. Sunny, it's Sunny a woman becoming a man.
Yes.
Okay. You don't ever think about the that way.
Right.
Like, I think transvestite automatically thinks someone getting rid of a penis. Not adding a penis.
Wait, before we get too far into this, transvestite, is that the right word I said?
Yeah.
Transgender.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, Vestite is out now? Like, that's offensive?
Well, I don't know, but here's my... you know,
although it did used to remind me of vampires. This is a good idea.
This is a good quick conversation. Like, quick, real quick. Like, I keep thinking about this where people are like, oh, because there was an episode of Crashing where the middle, or the guy who runs the Boston on the show. Do you watch the show at all, Crashing?
I've seen it.
The guy is Dov Davidoff in real life, but he's, you know, he's kind of an offense. I don't even know how to hit on women anymore. What do I ask if I could stay... With all that PC culture that we all talk about, like, what's so, like, if they don't like the word transvestite, then what's wrong with getting rid of it? You know
what
I
mean? Yeah, I'm not okay with
it. I don't think you should go to jail for saying it, obviously, but I don't think,
like, they're taking people to jail for saying it.
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be crucified, maybe, for making a mistake, but also, what's so hard about trying not to use a word that people don't like? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
I've always felt that way.
The same, you know.
It's like when black people say that this is fucked up, I try not to get into that conversation because I'm like, I don't have that experience.
I have no idea.
It's,
okay, if you say so.
If it's fucked up to them, then maybe it's fucked up.
Exactly. That's all. So,
Sunny Rose was in Lucha Underground as well.
Can you give me the direction?
Is that the transgender wrestler?
And should I be saying him or her?
He. Is what that article was saying.
Okay, good.
But
how do you add the penis?
No, I don't think you don't have to. You don't have to have gender. I think that was what.
But don't you think you'd want to, like, just at least put, like, a strap on around and carry, like.
Not getting.
Yeah, good point.
Because they have things where, like, women can pee like men. Wouldn't you just put one of those and then build, like, a mold around
it? Yeah, he does.
I would do that. I mean, if we're going to go all out.
Maybe he does. We don't know. I have never
Fresh
seen
that. Terrified right now.
So, So there's a really good tag team match going to happen at Double or Nothing.
Is that going to be the Lucha Bros versus
Bucks? Why is he excited?
Bucks? I think Lucha Bros versus Bucks.
That is exactly it.
Yeah.
Is that why he's excited?
Yes. He should be. That's that's it. That's the.
Do you know who Pentagon or Phoenix are?
You do. You definitely do.
Are they transitioning from men to women or women to men?
All In One. You watched All In One.
All of it.
You did watch Pentagon versus Kenny Omega, though, I think.
I watched all of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember, I went to your house.
So
No, that was Wrestle Kingdom.
So okay, no, but I did watch it.
That's Pentagon.
Scary.
Zero, man.
And that's Phoenix.
Go back to Pentagon again.
He's terrifying.
He looks like the bad guy in Neverending Story. You know, the battle. Yes, I will eat you.
There's some Muppet he looks like. Well, that would be never. No, that wasn't Jim Henson.
Yeah, it was.
It was. That's exactly what I'm
pretty sure it was, yeah.
But yeah, so that match is going to happen, and then we get Kenny Omega versus Jericho.
You haven't even gotten to my favorite match yet.
I will defeat this Mexican.
Joey Janela versus anyone?
No, but I'm into that.
Hangman Page versus his gear.
Oh, no, versus Pac.
Versus his gear.
Yeah. Okay. But
full gear.
X-Pac!
Full gear Adam Page.
Neville. Sorry, Neville is Pac. That bastard Pac. I am...
Does he have Thug Life tattooed across his stomach?
I don't think he does.
That's a shame.
judging by this picture, definitely not. But he does have a cruiserweight title in this picture, so
he's carrying some title.
No, he has just the cruiserweight 205 Live cruiserweight title. Okay.
Yes, he needs to take that everywhere.
Yeah. Well, he didn't leave with it though. That was the
problem.
Who cares? Who cares?
He's got one.
It was Sunday night at the WWE Live event. I know that this is obvious, and I'm not gonna. You're gonna be like, yeah, we all know that. But it just hit me for the very first time, and it could have hit me a year ago. Was that Carmelo is the last one left out of those three? Like,
yeah.
Out of Enzo, Big Cass, and Carmelo.
Oh yeah.
Like they were a unit, and that was the furthest from anyone's mind when
she
they
was
all, like
Cass's girlfriend. Might still be.
No, they broke up.
Did they?
Well before he left the company. I mean, he was having problems. I guess that was part of it.
But
she's the last one left.
Also, we have in person seen someone
that is
signed to AEW.
Well, I mean, I've seen them all in person.
We, as a group, have seen a person.
Is, Darby Allin?
Nope. Although, that would be dope.
Oh, was it the cat?
No, it is not Allie.
Puma King was on
Puma
Impact.
King.
Oh, Puma, yeah, King.
Puma King was on Impact.
But Allie...
she signed with AEW?
No. Oh. But that would be super dope.
She's wrestling. Oh, Kylie Ray.
Right, Kylie
yes.
Ray.
Smiley but Kylie.
Did you see the thing over the weekend with MJF and Alley Cat?
No.
The proposal?
No.
So, like, they're doing a match, and MJF, in the middle of the match, proposes to her.
Yeah.
And then, like, they stand up and hug, and, like, she's crying or whatever, and then he pokes her in the eye and shoves her into the ropes.
That's MJF. So the MJF bit on Being the Elite is that when Cody's around, he's super nice to everybody. And then as soon as Cody leaves, like, fuck you guys. Get my bags. You guys are bitches. Like, I'm the new thing. You're fucking terrible. Like, that's the... And Cody comes back. He's like, oh, great. So they're bar wrestling again or whatever independent wrestling they're doing.
I think it was here. I think it was Bizarro Lucha.
No, they weren't at Bizarro Lucha.
Isn't that tonight?
No, that was Sunday. I'm pretty sure it was here. MJF.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Keep talking.
Cody was here in the Bucks.
MJF.
Right. Well, I'm talking about... MJF on Being the Elite this week. There's a run-in save again. Joey Janela can't stop getting his ass kicked everywhere he goes.
Yeah, no.
Like, he just gets three-on-one beat down every night now, apparently. So Cody and them come in to save him. And so Adam Page and MJF are saving him, and Cody's turned around. And they're working together, and then MJF cuts the middle finger right in his fucking face.
MJF did propose at Bizarro Lucha.
Oh, damn it! Should have. Ah! Okay, anyway, puts it right in the face in the middle of the arena. Everyone's singing, and then Cody turns around. He turns it into a hug real quick. Like, we got him. It's really good shit. Like, it's really enjoyable.
What's Aaron Rex up to?
Not wrestling for a company where he's getting paid for?
MJF dropping the Unreal.
They're hugging after she said yes, and then he pokes her right in the eye. Gives the crowd the bird. Smacks her in the head.
Oh, that was little.
Hits the ropes. She ducks it. Schoolboys him, and then
does a rolling clothesline and hits all of that.
Are they really together?
I don't know.
It could be.
Smack was a little ooh.
Well, I mean, it's Bizarro Lucha.
It was in the context of a wrestling match.
Are we going to get Dean Ambrose versus Nia at WrestleMania? Is that what's happening?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Dean's
been working as a face on the independent.
Shout out to Walt Culture for this bit of advice.
Uh-huh.
So Mustafa Ali's been nursing an injury since Royal Rumble.
Right.
Do you remember who eliminated him at the Royal Rumble?
Nia Jax.
That's 12.
Did you see the stuff with R-Truth, like, hugging afterwards, that it was all bullshit? But
no.
I don't know. Well, there's smoke, there's fire. She sucks.
We're at 12. 12 injuries.
Ugh.
But don't worry, Seth Rollins is dangerous with his two.
Three.
Oh, three, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the three?
Well, himself.
Sting.
Nope, that doesn't count.
Sting, Cena,
and Finn Balor.
Sting doesn't count. Because he was like 60.
He buckle bombed Sting and missed the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Nah, he's still 60.
I get your point. You're
when
not
you see that hair in natural daylight, woo!
He broke John Cena's nose with a knee.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Meanwhile, CM Punk hits him with the most vicious running knee into the jaw I've ever seen, and he's fine because he still hit it right, like in that Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, but that Cena thing actually did more for Cena.
Which one?
Where he broke his nose.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't remember.
I think he gets some respect. Like, yeah, he fucking finished that match with a sideways nose.
I don't think Cena needed any...
Yeah, with the people that boo the shit out of him. Well, yeah, get any less people to boo
it's
him,
just
though.
More...
It didn't get anyone less to boo him. It didn't drive his merch sales up.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Again, we got to remember what counts. And it is money. It is the merch sales.
And, like, he embraces people booing him. He loves the... No.
I tell you
he
what.
He embraces
start,
it as much as...
He did. Eventually.
Like, he embraces it. Well, Kurt
it took
Angle.
Him 6 years.
The
dude.
Same way with Kurt Angle.
Yes.
Because Kurt Angle encourages the you suck chant now. Right.
It
but,
took years of going, oh, we can't break this. We can't turn this around. We might as well embrace it.
Right. But you still embrace it. It doesn't matter if you did it from day one or
they
you do it
later.
They just
changed Cena's settings. He's a robot. I think I've discussed this before. Like, he's an actual robot. So they just changed his settings a little bit to go, it's okay. You're not angry about this. He's like, good. Now I'm happy. Yay, boo. Yay, yay.
Is that why he only has the five moves of Doom? He's like, wait for the software update,
Excuse
people.
Excuse me.
There's
six moves of Doom.
The Fist of whatever. I can't remember the name.
Okinawa.
Is that what it is?
Or probably Osaka.
Probably.
Oh, no.
You really want to bring him back
out? That's what I was wondering. Yeah, so I just waited all that time.
What are you happy
ticket.
About?
With WWE in specific? With
wrestling.
NXT through and through. Up and down. I'm happy with it. As much as I'm not a fan of Shayna and her cohorts, that's still a good storyline, and they're still doing good work. So NXT up and down, matches at Ring of Honor. Not Ring of Honor as a whole, but there are matches that I love. That Jonathan Gresham guy has a blast to watch. Zack Sabre Jr. is still very fun to watch.
He calls it the Lightning Fist, by the way.
Okay, that's
who's he, cool. Is he related to somebody? Who? Gresham? Because wasn't there a Gresham that was...
He's married to... Or he's engaged to Jordan Grace. That's all I know.
Well, no. Who was the? What's it there? Todd Gresham.
I don't know Todd Gresham.
The writer.
He was like a. Well, he was like a backstage guy on WWE, wasn't he?
No.
Wasn't there a Todd Gresham?
I mean, sure, probably.
I'm looking.
Look for a Gresham WWE. Swear, he's like an interview guy.
So there's still some stuff in Ring of Honor I dig.
Todd Gresham.
Oh, that's right. It was Gresham.
I do like the...
But they're still related, even though it's just
he's
the letter
guy,
difference?
He's guy number 14 in the backstage.
You don't remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him.
I'm also betting that the people you're talking about are not related
yes.
to each other.
Yeah, correct.
Based off this picture.
Yeah. Jonathan Gresham's a 4'8" black guy.
Oh, well. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, yeah. So what was I just saying? Oh,
I don't know. You said Jordan Grace, and
I got distracted,
got sidetracked.
No, what well, you're happy about?
Oh, so yeah, there's certain.
Okay, what about with WWE? What are you happy about?
NXT.
No, I consider them different. Like you have to consider them different now. I think
they're owned by the same.
I understand that. So then I'll say NXT. But then if you're telling me
SmackDown,
SmackDown. No, really, why?
Because like, it's good wrestling.
Here's a wild thing that I was thinking about watching Raw. Do we need matches on Raw? Like, do we need to have wrestling on Raw? I'm serious. Like,
it can't just be 3 hours of storytelling.
Well, you make it 2 hours, but also, like...
They're never going to do that.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know that. But
no, because we used to say that for a long time, too. Like, we used to say, well, if you go back to 2 hours, you get better product.
You also lose an hour worth of ad sales.
Totally. And that's why
they'll never do it. I've made the point of why some of the stuff that's cool with the independents, or not even the independents, but New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, because you don't watch them every week, they're on TV a lot. They're on TV every week. They are on many, you know, they do these tours in New Japan all the time. You can watch it all on the network, but you don't. And you don't get bored with Naito doing the kick into the corner, jump over the ropes, slide the legs, then flip over with a drop kick. That's awesome. You only see it four times a year, six times a year. Braun running around the ring and knocking people over is super fun and cool, except you've seen it. I talked about Tyler Bate bouncing off the ropes. You've seen it. Like
that was pretty bad last night.
The
Braun
match
thing.
In what way?
I don't know. It looked like he was going through the motions.
When he was running around, knocking people over.
That's my point. There's nothing exciting. If you took, again, and I know, I understand, people are watching Raw regardless if it's good or bad, right?
Right.
And probably the bigger way to make an impact is not have better wrestling matches, because we've had great wrestling during this really down point of Raw. You know what I mean? You've had that gauntlet match. You've had plenty of Seth Rollins matches. You had The Miz for a while doing great matches. You had Braun wrecking shit. You've had good matches. So maybe putting guys like the No Way Jose's and the Mojo Rawleys and those guys doing most of the wrestling, not all, but most of the wrestling on Raw and SmackDown,
right,
and saving the big events for the big events. Saving your, why is, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles should never be on regular TV. You know what I mean? That's right. Crazy. Or once in a while it is. A special occasion. Not this week it's Daniel Bryan versus Jeff Hardy, then it's Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe, then it's Daniel Bryan versus Orton, then it's Daniel Bryan versus AJ, all in a 6-week span.
It's Elimination Chamber this week.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's probably not the right answer either, but all the cool shit that Nikki Cross does and Ruby Riott does and Braun Strowman does and Seth Rollins does and Finn Balor, it's boring. You've seen it all. And then every once in a while, they can come up with something new, but then they run that for 6 months. And there's only so many moves you can do. How about Seth Rollins? If he wrestles, he's wrestling jobbers. He's wrestling either enhancement
talent. I've said that for years.
Yeah.
They started to bring back jobbers, but then they quit.
They only use them for Nia Jax and Braun Strowman or big, monsters or AOP or,
They need to do that, though. They need to bring back the jobber.
I don't think you do.
Well, I'm saying you have
a roster full of people not using.
Not even jobbers, but I'm just saying the lower two-thirds of the roster.
Right.
Zack
Ryder.
Zack Ryder, Mojo, No Way Jose. Those guys can all wrestle every week and win once in a great while.
And they can all put on good matches.
Yeah.
They've done it.
You don't need the jobbers. You need Seth. So Seth, Dean, Braun, Finn, Drew,
Miz, Dolph.
I
think Dolph's the dividing line. We've talked about that.
But I'm saying those guys should wrestle once in between pay-per-views.
From Dolph up.
Yeah.
Once
per pay-per-view span. They get one match in there. And then
they're on TV. They're doing the storyline bits.
And then there's an Intercontinental title every once in a while. There's a U.S. title every once in a while. Especially if they're not going to be defended on the pay-per-view. You make that go-home show even bigger because there's maybe two title matches on that go-home show. And there's so then you get Rusev versus, Jeff Hardy. That's a bit, that'd be a decent sized match for
the hell happened to Rusev.
Again, that's another thing to not give a shit about. Red hot, red hot, red hot, red hot. And I understand,
it's the same thing that happened to Zack Ryder.
I know, dude.
He did it on his own and they don't want that.
Well, and that's my fear of Becky is that we're not going to get Becky Ronda. At best, we're going to get Becky Ronda Charlotte because that wasn't their idea.
Right.
So, and that's where my concern comes in. It's I'm not saying you had to put the fucking top title on Rusev and let him run for 6 months, but him not winning at Mania last year is insane. I don't care what you're doing with gender and moving him over and giving Jeff Hardy a belt. That's crazy. The guy in the streets, they were chanting his name for a week. Just use it. You have it there.
Well, we went to SmackDown. There are more Rusev Day shirts than anything else.
By a mile.
Oh, yeah.
By a large margin. And I get that he's a fun heel. He is a good heel. He's even talked about it. And again, kayfabe or not, I don't know. But he's even talked on podcasts. He's I don't know what to do anymore. I'm in great shape. I think I'm entertaining. I think I put on good matches. Because he's not the greatest in-ring technician, but he's hotter than hell. He's got a brand that sold. He's marketable. People like him. He's over. And his matches are at least good to pretty good. They're not bad by any means. So,
well, maybe it's on AEW. They're going to have to do more than two shows a year if they're going to put pressure on WWE to change anything.
So they've tentatively announced that October might be when they start TV deal or start on TV.
Okay.
But their tentative plan is Tuesdays, which October timeline works out for Tuesdays because that's when WWE goes to Fox and it goes back to Fridays for SmackDown.
Ooh, that works out also because it gives them the day after Raw.
You could be sick of that and watch that.
Well, no. They can make fun of it.
Right. That's kind of what I'm...
No. They need to do exactly the opposite of what WCW did all the time.
That's actually...
You need to never acknowledge WWE. Your talent
you
needs...
Think they can do that, though? Like the way
they need to.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because if not, then you turn off your fan base. Mm-hmm. Anyone who is not diehard Young Bucks, Cody Rhodes,
right.
Kenny Omega, you turn them off immediately.
You want the wrestling fans that watch Raw to also watch you, not instead.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
Eventually,
hopefully, you want them instead. But right now, for the next couple years, you want them.
But you never... Yeah. You never want to put down Raw. You never want to mention the company up north. You don't want to do...
On air. I think you can get away with doing it how they're doing it on BTE and on social media a little
bit. But those are, like, if you don't know, like, those are...
Yeah.
Those are
but the Triple H
deeply
H stuff,
veiled.
The Triple H stuff was not very veiled.
The last five that I have watched, the side jab has been... Man, I can't believe they thought you were going to be there. And then they're like, yeah, you know, whatever. Like that.
So you have to be in on the joke to get the joke
correct.
To know that they're talking. Yeah, I gotcha. Because that's
and you
the
can
other thing,
do
too,
that.
Is the biggest star, you cannot be you can't be TNA. You can't be the runoff of WWE guys. I think Dean goes to Ring of Honor if he does actually leave. Again, I still don't think that's real, but.
I don't think.
Say it's real. Say it's real.
Well, but I'm saying I don't think he goes to AEW. I don't.
Right. I'm saying you could.
But I don't think he should.
Right, but my point is that guy who's leaving WWE not because he's not over, not because he's not getting TV time, he's kind of bored with it. That guy makes sense going.
Right.
But bringing in the Undertaker for a couple, you know what I mean, a couple things, and again, Goldust, Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins, that's family. Dolph Ziggler, that's their family, that's their guys. Like that wouldn't make much, and then some of the under guys.
And then, but a guy like AJ Styles, but he could.
Because he's Bullet Club connected.
Right. Same thing with Finn. Those guys, the guys who came up with those guys or crossed paths with them.
What are we listing then? Jeff Hardy, Samoa, see.
So they must be paying really well at WWE for some of these guys.
At WWE right now?
Yeah,
Finn. Well, the rumor is that they're coming through with all kinds of new contracts
for people. Well, Finn and, whoever else.
Finn and AJ especially.
There's a reason they're staying through shitty bad booking.
So a guy like Carl Anderson says it's because they're used to. Now this is before AEW existed, and when Impact and Ring of Honor can't match it during the New Japan time, he didn't see his family, but once in a while. And now he's like, I don't care, I'll get pinned for the next 10 years. I'm with WWE forever because I'm home 2 days a week, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, with AEW, you might be home. You don't know what that is. We don't know what that schedule is. You might be home 5 days a week, 6 days a week. That might change some things when they actually figure out what they're doing.
Once they get their TV deal and their schedule and all that, it could seriously change it. But the biggest stars, the biggest WWE names I could see before May, right, would probably be a Zack Ryder type. That level.
Before, why would they? I don't think they'd take anyone yet, though. There's no reason to take people that already have contracts coming in.
Right.
They should wait until.
Right, but you do have to. Well, I guess they've already sold out.
They sold out in 22 minutes.
Yeah,
ago,
I never mind.
I hear your point.
But even the first wave of contracts expiring, people going to AEW, I think it's Zack Ryder, is the top.
And there's no problem there. That makes sense. That's someone who. Vacations with Cody. That's not a WWE guy coming over and it's the runoff. It's a guy who wants to work.
They will at some point need one big WWE jump, right?
No.
You think?
No. Why?
I think that's the point. I think they don't, and it's the first company
that didn't
need it.
And they already have one. Chris Jericho.
Right. Yeah, never mind. They have it. That's
Chris Jericho is the biggest.
And he did it for a year and a half before jumping. You know what I mean? That's the way to do it. You can't have a guy be on Raw Monday and show up at AEW Tuesday.
And you don't want that.
You don't want that. I know what... And again, we might be crazy and we might be trying to be pie in the sky, your head in the clouds, but that's not, it's what
Amore.
Buried Impact, it's what buried Impact, that's what, I mean, not buried, I mean,
but,
they're still alive, but.
But if you could go back to Eric Bischoff, the day before Hall and Nash come, or the day before the NWO invades, right?
Scott Hall, before Scott Hall shows up.
And you show him what happens to the company in the year 2000. So you show him 4 years. Do you think you, as, say you're Eric Bischoff, I show you the 4 years where you're on top and then your company goes completely away. Do you still let Hall and Nash walk onto the camera?
It depends if it's I'm allowed to know this information and rework the 4 years, or it's make the decision yes or no. This is going to happen or it's not going to happen, and then you go back.
That's it.
Oh, then.
You either let them walk on camera and everything plays off exactly as it is.
Okay.
Or you don't, and you choose a different path.
I'm trying to think of Eric Bischoff's life now.
He
financially, professionally.
Financially, he's probably fine.
So I think maybe.
I think he would, because I think there's a good chance he thinks if they don't walk on, then you don't get those 4 years.
Ever.
TNA's been doing it since 2006. They're 12 years in.
Yeah, but look,
they weren't paying people for 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's periods where it's like they've never been considered.
And they've scrapped
a legitimate.
They've
contender.
Had a TV deal
the whole time
for almost the entire time. They had pay per views that sustained the company.
Okay,
you don't have to be on the same financial level as Raw to be successful.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
but you did. WCW did. They were on TNT and it was a television company. So you actually did with that company. Unlike any of the other ones.
But they have been around since 2004.
Yeah. But I'm saying TNA. But I'm saying that's... And he doesn't get the TNA job without the WCW run either.
But he was the worst time
in TNA. Oh, I know. I know that. I'm not...
He's the reason TNA almost went out of business.
I know.
And Hogan. When they brought him in...
Does that matter to Bischoff, though? He got paid.
Absolutely not. He got paid. But, I mean, he's the reason Dixie Carter's no longer... involved
it's
in
not
it.
Jeff Jarrett's fault?
I don't think so. Honestly, okay. I don't think so either.
I'm just...
So Jeff Jarrett founded the company.
Mm-hmm.
They were successful until they got bought out by Panda Energy.
Yeah.
And then Dixie Carter, seriously.
That perked him up real quick.
Yeah.
I used to love that shit.
And then
Panda.
Dixie Carter came in when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought in Bischoff and Hogan, and it became... the good old boys club again.
Yeah, right. The billionaire, whatever they're called.
The main event mafia.
Main event mafia, yeah.
But the storyline of the main event mafia is fine.
Yeah.
Like, and then you have literally the oldest people you can imagine from WWF.
I know.
Like, Hogan at one point was the champion, I believe. And Kurt Angle, who... was wrestling a full-time schedule in TNA.
Yeah, he was. He was their horse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, methed out Jeff Hardy wrestling Sting.
I know.
At a pay-per-view in the main event.
Listen, no. Now we're just preaching to the choir. Now you're preaching to the choir because I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. If I'm Eric Bischoff and I get to see what happens and get to try it again, I would still bring him on and do it differently. But if I can't, if it's just you're saying bring it on and then you skip forward to 4 years... No, probably not. I probably don't make that call. I probably say no.
But
you know who we could use?
Who could we use?
Play a little.
Hey, cowboy! Cowboy! Woo! Cowboy! Woo! Cowboy! I got a little message.
I just want him to open every show, every wrestling show with Billy Corgan yelling cowboy. Cowboy! Woo! Cowboy!
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that? No. So you've never listened to WrestleMania?
Yeah, this was a staple of the show.
Yes.
Well, it was a threat.
Yeah, that's not the way to look at it.
Corgan.
Very tense. Now.
Why do they call him Cowboy?
Cowboy! Woo! Cowboy! Woo! Cowboy!
God, what's the name of that?
I got a little message for you.
It's like the APA. It's like the APA from TNA. I can't remember their name.
The Beer City Brute, or the,
yeah,
the
those
Beer
guys.
Inc.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode and James Drake or something like that.
James
Storm.
Speaking of, did you see who EC1 and EC2 were? We finally figured
what
it
was,
out.
So I saw the joke, but was that where did that come from?
So someone asked who Ethan Carter 1 and 2 were.
Uh-huh.
So he found, or I think he got them off Etsy, and they just say EC1 and EC2, and he put them in those shirts, and it was EC1, EC2, EC3.
Okay, so I saw.
So he tweeted, I finally revealed
who
was EC1. It was Braun Strowman and Drake Maverick.
Okay, then I did see that. Okay. All right. I didn't know where that was played.
Yeah, it was on Raw.
It was?
Yeah.
when he did this, those people showed up?
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay,
just
okay.
a picture of okay, the three
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
In the shirts.
Okay.
No, that was from Total Divas Eps.
Yes.
Where he does what, yeah. the EC3.
I got to stop saying I wonder where I got that from because it's always Total Divas Eps.
Yeah.
It's always Total It's Total Divas Eps or Worldwide WOB. That's it. That's the entire list of
yep.
where I get shit from.
All right. So do we want to take a quick look at what the card is?
Yeah, but real quick, I want to preview a couple things. There is that wrestling event at Mount Vernon. That I was talking to you guys a while back about. It's an independent wrestling organization that's putting on a fundraiser at Mount Vernon on Saturday the 23rd. I think it starts at 7 o'clock. And we'll tweet out a link to get tickets. And then also, there is a Don't Tell Comedy Show the 23rd. Also, I sponsored two trivia teams for Fireball to fundraise for the fire department in Fishers. That's on the 23rd. And then I do have to pour some bourbon at a bourbon fest in Columbus, Indiana from 2 to 6 p.m. on the 23rd. So.
Not great planning.
Again, what could I have done? No, none of them were.
This is the first 5 minutes of a sitcom yeah. where Eric has to run in and out of the.
Oh, my God. You have to wear a different, I hope you have to wear a hat or something, because then at some point you wear the wrong hat to the
Absolutely.
Wrong thing.
Hello.
Hey there.
It's my new character. Be perfect for a show.
Hello.
So, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I wish I knew more Madea quotes.
Which
hello. Other than hello.
Just say something vaguely racist and that's about it.
Oh, I don't think I've never seen one.
I've seen Boo Madea Halloween too.
Yeah, and it's just as terrible as you think it is.
Wasn't Turtle in a lot of those?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Anyway,
it had a good soundtrack.
Which one do you want to do, Brad? Do you want to do any of those things on the 23rd? Which you guys want
to? I'll do the pouring the bourbon.
You're gonna pour the bourbon, okay? The bourbon. Mark, you want to go to some wrestling, or you want to do a set at Don't Tell, or do you want to?
No, I'll just go do a set.
You got the set. You're gonna pour bourbon. I guess then I'll go to the trivia.
No. Wait, Brad goes to the trivia.
Okay.
I do comedy.
Right.
And you go to wrestling.
Okay. And then the bourbon event just fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's pouring bourbon, man.
Right. I really fucked myself, but I didn't choose any of those dates, so I don't know how I could have done it.
Hey, you know what's happening the day before all of that?
No, what? What?
Something very important.
Oh, God damn it.
What is it?
So, it's taking place in Avon, Indiana.
Stop, real quick. Can you see his face? The little gleam that he's got, he's so excited, he gets a little devious,
You know what? Fuck you guys. I'm not even doing it. Talk about your goddamn comedy album, Brad.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah. I was trying to plug you, and then he's going to talk shit.
You're going to get a chair thrown at you this
Holy
week.
Holy shit. That's too much.
Yeah, and
days.
Now I'm not going to do your damn comedy show, Eric.
Ah, shit. That was our big secret guest. Oh, man. So, So 22nd, Avon, Red Curd Comedy.
Yep. RedCurdComedy.com for tickets.
Okay. Are you announcing who else is on the show, or is it super surprise?
No. We got a host from the Smiley Morning Show, Nikki Reed.
Woo!
Guest spots by Lisa Sears and Kyle Buck.
Lisa Sears has such a following.
Yep. She's already sold 10 or 11 tickets.
Good for her, a week. Man.
And future act, Josh Springer, CEO and inventor of Bottoms Up.
He's good at comedy.
Bottoms Up.
He's
beer.
Gotten so good at comedy.
Draft beer, Warp Speed.
Because long lines are for cocaine, not for your pocket. Warp Speed.
Close enough. Send all cocaine to WrestleMania Avenue.
I do promos and intros the way he does Japanese wrestlers.
Yes.
Wait, who does? I've never talked about Japanese wrestlers in my life.
That's definitely.
I have.
Oh, shit.
This comedy show would be so much better if it was in Osaka.
Oh.
Well, I don't think we can move Avon to Osaka.
But we have the green screen.
Yeah, I could have put you guys in Osaka today.
Oh.
Could have found a picture of Osaka.
Well, outside the Tokyo Dome.
No,
where
it would have been a random
the
picture.
Is there.
Like where a ramen shop was.
Poppy Field. Is that racist? I don't think that's racist.
No, it's
yeah, it's
the
true.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. What?
They didn't have ramen in the Wizard of Oz.
No, well, Poppy Fields.
They did. That's what they run through.
So yours
right?
wasn't. I was saying it was Poppy Fields racist.
Yeah, doesn't they run that, through.
No.
That's just okay.
They run through a poppy field to.
Assuming
that
being
tired.
I don't know.
Wait, is it a poppy field heroin?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the. That's what I'm asking. Is that? Hey, what's coming up on Elimination Chamber?
So
Do the shittiest matches first. Do those two shitty matches
first. Hold on. I got one more plug.
Yes.
Check me out for my appearance on Juice in the Morning.
Yeah.
That podcast, they're really good.
Oh, fuck off then.
No, they're not as good as us.
He said they couldn't even not smile. It's not even on camera. He could not smile.
So here's the thing. So I was like, so Kyle Buck hit me up last week and he was like, hey, do you want to do this podcast on Saturday to promote the show? And I was like, oh, I guess.
I got you.
As a comedian, when you're on the road, especially, like anytime.
Morning radio.
No, I don't mind morning radio because usually you're not there for longer than a half hour. Okay. But there's always like comics, like local comics who want you to do a podcast. And then you do the podcast and it's the same fucking podcast every time. It's the same questions, same shit.
So what made you get into comedy?
It's a podcast that you're episode 4, but they're talking to all their thousands of fans. And it's just, It's super annoying. But I was like, okay, but it'd be a good promotion for the show. So then Saturday afternoon, I decided to listen to a couple episodes to get a feel for the show, and I fucking love it.
Okay.
It is a great show. They do, and when we got there, it was very comfortable. They were very nice. And I think it's a really good episode.
Well, I didn't listen.
Of course not.
Yeah. But I heard great things from him. So He said it was awesome.
It was a lot of fun. It was very freeing.
Man, it's so weird that he cared so much more about Juice in the Morning than WrestleMania.
Yeah, he was talking.
He was talking the
way less prep. No one threw chairs at me.
There was also a camera at that show. Imagine that.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was on video?
Yeah.
I thought, wait, is everyone mad at me now because I didn't want to do video for a little while?
No.
Oh, no, okay. I was my idea.
It was his idea.
Oh, I was
and then he went. Then he went to a camera to a studio
to do a camera
to do a camera show.
They have their shit together.
Okay, good point. Good point.
Yeah, because ours was so fly by night.
Where can you find Juice in the Morning? Is that just on like at Target? Can you buy the?
You can't. No, if you want to get the physical copy, I believe you have to send me a PayPal to Brad Scott Comedy for $50. It takes 8 to 9 business months for shipping. But if you want to just listen to it, you could go to Apple Podcasts or a lot of other places, I'm sure.
I'm kind of nervous. I don't see your belt this week. Did you give it? Oh, okay. I was like, wait, our belt is gone.
Trehune and I are still waiting on some challengers to be worthy enough to defend it against. Okay. We appreciate all the applications. We will look over them and let you know in 4 to 6 business months.
Yeah, it's not that long.
Yeah.
The shittiest match, I think, is for the 9th time.
The one I'm least excited about?
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott?
Sure.
As much as I love Ruby Riott, and I did...
Ruby!
I don't know if you saw the tweet I put out about it, but I think they've just lined up all of my favorite female wrestlers for Ronda Rousey to punch in the face.
Ridiculous. Bullshit.
Can you name the three that come to the top of my mind?
Ruby Riott, Charlotte Flair.
Nope.
Nia Jax.
Yeah. Not me.
Ember Moon.
Tamina. Ember Moon's injured. She had
Aunt Tammy.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. Yeah.
There's Bayley. Another one. Bayley.
Alley Cat.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's wrestling Ronda Rousey.
I got to see Sonya versus Asuka at that live event. And again, like they let Sonya, I don't care if it's on TV or on live events, like Sonya gets to look strong against Asuka. And I think eventually down the road, because we're going to all UFC fighters apparently in the WWE.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous.
I know, isn't it terrible?
Stupid.
But of that,
Sonya's the best.
Her and I don't mind
Shayna,
Baszler.
I do. I know you don't, but I do. I don't.
I don't mind her because she.
She does a rest hold instead of
the booking around her has been.
She's bad on the mic too, though. She's so bad on the mic too.
Her storytelling in the ring is good.
Okay.
She sells 1,000,000% better than she sells better than Charlotte.
What's the difference between her and Ronda?
Storytelling. She can wrestle.
No, why is she better?
Because she can wrestle.
Why can she wrestle?
Because she does moves.
Why does she do moves?
Because she probably had training.
Oh, there you go. Ding, ding, ding. Because she went through the independence with that Maria girl. She's been in both the Mae Young Classics. Mercedes, that's her name. Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind
of... I was just going to look it up.
Yeah. You didn't know.
Once you got to that point, like, I knew who it was.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I was like, let's figure out what name he's going to
be. Because you knew I wouldn't have stopped talking until I figured it out.
Maria Menounos.
Exactly. I could have got there.
Maria Shapiro.
And then she did NXT, and then she wasn't on TV for a long time in NXT. And again, I understand you can't do that with Ronda. Too much money on the table, too much. No excuses.
No, it's bullshit.
No, but I want you to understand that my argument has never been that she's not, couldn't be good, couldn't do all this. I know why they did what they did. It's just... She is where she is now.
Team Riot.
Oh, God damn it.
I mean, I am.
Now I hate this more. Now I don't even like. I just, it's just, okay. So, we've done it.
If Riot loses, we riot. If Riot wins, I guess technically we still riot.
Has Ruby Riot.
Win or lose, we riot.
Has Ruby Riot said, let's start a riot this time for this build up to this match? Because that's kind of her thing.
I don't know, but that'd be dope.
She says it all the time.
She does have a riot kick.
I know, but she says,
that's her.
I'm here to start a riot.
It's her finishing move. It's a riot kick.
I know. It's really badass.
So anyway, Elimination Chamber for the women's tag team.
No. You don't. Go okay, bottom up.
So Braun versus Baron?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Who
that's,
cares?
Draft Beater, Warp Speed.
Yeah. I care more about that than I do about
Braun. That's what I'm saying. So we got that shitty match, and then another shitty match.
Bobby and Leo versus Finn?
What the hell, man?
So Finn wins the IC title by pinning Leo Rush. Done.
And then we get the rematch.
Done. Ronda versus Ruby.
Ron. Ronnie. Does Asuka have a match yet?
Dude, that's 4 R's in that match. That's way too many R's.
Holy shit. That's way too many.
That match is the rated R superstar.
Do we have an Asuka match yet?
Negative.
Do we have anything from SmackDown besides the three women in the
tag titles?
And the big chamber?
Yeah, no. I mean, we have the tag titles.
So the tag titles and the big chamber, that's it.
Yeah.
So we find out more tonight. Yeah. But
Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa.
Oh,
I went Uncle Dave on that one, apparently, halfway through the name.
So that's how that goes for me, too. I forget I love 205 Live if it's been more than 2 weeks since the pay-per-view.
But then then you hear Buddy Murphy's name. And you're like,
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to watch that. He's so good. So are they, let's do a quick guess of, or don't, whatever you guys want to do.
I'm not guessing at all.
Okay.
Because this has important implications going into WrestleMania.
I just want to guess who takes Mustafa's place is all I was trying to.
Oh, Jimmy Uso.
No. He has a match. There's another match, the tag team match.
I said that.
You didn't even mention the tag team match.
I haven't got there yet.
You said women's tag titles. That was it.
No.
Then you stopped talking.
You said, has there been anything from SmackDown? And I said the tag title match.
The women's titles. That's what he said.
Jesus Christ, I fucking hate
you.
What's the next match?
Oh, fuck you.
I'm getting us back on track.
Oh, good God. Yeah. Now we're in real
trouble. Someone's got to have some control around here, Brad.
Brad steering the ship.
Oh, shit.
The next match,
proceed.
Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and to be determined.
So who do we got?
Actually take his place?
Bray Wyatt? Could it be Bray Wyatt? What if it's Bray Wyatt?
Kevin Owens.
Could it be Bray Wyatt? Kevin Owens.
Sami Zayn.
It could be Sami Zayn. That's a good call.
It needs to be someone flippy.
But let's get
Ray.
Real. Let's get real.
Ray.
It's Ray. That's a good call. Yep. Or Andrade.
Yeah, one of the two.
I would assume they're going to have a match, but maybe not.
But of those two, I would go with Andrade, though. Because it fits the Mustafa thing. You bring in another newer guy to showcase his...
So how many heels is that in the match, then?
I don't know. Daniel Bryan.
Joe.
Randy Orton.
Orton.
Is Orton a heel?
I mean, yeah. We'll call him heel.
So Daniel...
Orton, Joe.
And then it would be Andrade. It'd be 4-on-2. AJ and Jeff.
Yeah.
What about Matt Hardy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's an option.
I mean, if you want to give him one more match before he's done. Like,
if your goal is to murder Jeff.
To just get rid of him for good, then yeah, it's a good call. So I'm going to officially, I want to steal your Sami Zayn. I think that, no.
It's Ray.
It's not going to be anything we want. So what's the least good option?
Ronda Rousey.
It's going to be Nia Jax.
Nia Jax goes in. Injures 5 people and comes out as
who's
the SmackDown champion.
Who's on SmackDown that isn't good? Like, who am I? Like, not good, but not anywhere near a main event picture.
Gender.
It's going to be R-Truth.
Gender's on Raw, I think.
Really?
Yeah, he is. It's going to be R-Truth.
I don't think he's got a belt, so I don't think they do that. I don't think it's Rusev. I don't think it's Shinsuke.
Oh, yeah. What did you guys think when R-Truth won that belt?
I was ecstatic. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like that he has belts.
I want him to have more
of R-Truth. I'm in. He brought in, so him and Carmella. Dude, I was kind of killing it with the chant thing, because you know most people are real annoying at those wrestling events we go to with chants.
Yeah.
I really pick my spots. Like, I'm really, and so.
Not trying to start a chant anytime there's
exactly.
A wrestle.
Like, I had Sheamus yelling at me for a good 3 minutes. Like, just he goes, "Are you done?" And I do it again, and then people would join in. It was, we were deleting him basically, and he's like, "Is that it?" And I go, "No," and then we do it again. It in that 3 minutes, but it was legitimately 45 seconds to a minute 15. He did it four times. It was pretty great. Anyway, Carmella and R-Truth brought in a bunch of kids from outside to dance,
and
like
did the dance
do
party.
A 45 second dance break. Which was super cool. And I'm like, see, I forget. This isn't for me. This is definitely for kids. Like, this is why this show exists. It's for children. But then there was this little girl, and the guys in front of me we were kind of talking with pointed it out. There's a little girl on the front. She was so devastated. I was like, yeah, you made all those kids happy. But this little girl was in a Carmella shirt, was so sad. Like, she turned
around. She didn't get chosen?
No.
That's great.
And she turned around. That's the whole reason. She couldn't have been, like, seven. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was super young. She was so sad. It was such a bummer.
You sound like you were torn up about it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not now. I mean, I wasn't devastated. She had front row tickets. Her life's pretty good. Like, I'm sure she's fine, but.
What if it was, like, her family saved that up and skipped her mother's cancer treatment to be able to have those tickets?
Yeah, now you, kind of what it now felt you like. Feel terrible, don't you?
I mean, circle of life.
Oh, my God. The Miz and Shane, the best tag team in the world versus mm-hmm. the Usos.
They probably win that, right? They probably keep going.
Yeah, probably. I don't see any reason why the Usos need the titles currently. And then the inaugural WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. Nia Jax and Tamina versus Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. Jesus Christ, words.
Good Lord. That's why Vince goes to all one names.
Yeah.
Yes. It's
Liv and Sarah.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, the Iconics, Bayley and Sasha.
Mandy Rose has to keep her last name, right? It fits the character.
Yeah.
Her whole shirt, everything is Rose.
The weirdest tag team in the group, Naomi and Carmella.
And then they win.
No, it's going to be
Iconics.
I want it to be the Iconics.
I'm going Iconics.
I'd be fine with Bayley and Sasha.
Yep.
But I'd be fine with the Riot Squad. Dude, yep. Ultimate swerve. They all come out champions from Elimination Chamber.
Holy shit.
I would lose my mind.
Okay, so something.
Five? You're talking about having six women's tag team champions?
No, the whole Riot Squad.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus Christ. It's going to be a hard time to defend it if everyone's got their own belt.
So Corey said something on Monday Night Raw last night. He's like, remember a year ago, or it was almost a year ago, or over a year ago, when Ruby Riott said she proclaimed they'd have all of the women's gold. It's like, wait, so. Both, you mean? Like, there wasn't women's tag team titles, then what are you talking about? So he went nuts on Twitter last night, I guess. Like, that.
What happened?
I mean, I saw the tweets.
Yeah, I'm not deep enough to know what his deal is.
He just kind of went
off
the
deep end. There's some guy he hates. There's some dirt sheet reporter that, like,
he really
overstepped.
Does not.
Yeah, like, it was like, crazy. And then your boy, Stephen Dickey, goes, so, for real, do we need to, like, send someone for Corey? Like,
Corey.
Is he all right? Like... And that's been going cool, too. I've been watching the women of wrestling. We had a Tessa match last week or the week before. It's a cool show. I like it. It's cool.
Doesn't Impact have Tessa wrestling?
Yeah, she's wrestling Taya Valkyrie at the next pay-per-view in a... So I don't know. I can't keep track of Impact now because they're doing like major... Like Lucha Brothers won the tag titles on a random Impact. Like it's been... All sorts of things are considered big time. Like, there's a six-man match with John Morrison coming up, but I don't even know if that's a pay-per-view. And then Tessa and Ty in a street fight.
Can I just get Motor City Machine Guns versus Generation Me?
No.
Please?
Nope.
Pretty please?
No. You cannot.
Can I get the Young Bucks versus Motor City Machine
Maybe,
Guns?
Maybe, but also probably not.
Can I just get Chris Sabin wrestling one of the Young Bucks?
Yes. No. You can have him wrestle Cody Rhodes.
Okay, so it was last night.
Okay, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah. Last night or the night before...
Blunt Boss.
No, like Bix something or Bit. Bix or Bit.
I mean, because he's going off about parenting and food stamps and.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, that's not even what I'm talking about. So
oh, wait, David Bix.
Yeah,
dear David two Bix days ago, is basically the most inaccurate, biased reporter I've known in my 10+ years in this industry. Please, man to man, get him laid or fire his bitter ass. I've got more proof. Of his reporting inaccuracies. He's a cancer to our business.
It's very Corey Feldman-esque.
And then a kissing emoji.
Doesn't it come off Corey Feldman-y? A little bit?
After a solid day of reflection and meditation, I realized I made a mistake. There are way more stupid people on Twitter than I even anticipated.
Hey, how about him not deleting stuff, though? I appreciate that.
I mean, One of them says, I'm not sorry for anything. I once had an access card. I had public assistance, but never once did I blame anybody for my problems or shortcomings but myself, and I did better. So before you continue your triggered Twitter campaign, do your fucking homework. Twitter, where everyone has the answers, but no one bothered to ever actually ask the question. I'm not really old enough to claim back in my day, but what I remember as coaching or motivation is now considered bullying. I turned out just fine, and my kids are probably tougher than yours. Can you please pass the blue crayon for these adult couples?
What about this one?
He's going through divorce, too, right?
I'm not sure.
What about this one? From a day ago. Yep, my contract is up, and I'll go to Jacksonville, where you'll eat out of my hands because you're an expert, quote unquote.
Wait, did he actually tweet that?
Yeah. To Justice 41928.
Which I kind of, that's what I'm scared of being. I'm scared of being that fan. And that's why I've always defended WWE and tried not to be so quick to hate everything they do. I don't want to be the fan. It's like, well, it'd be better if it was in Osaka. You know, I don't want to be that fan.
I like this one. I don't even know the context. Well, Glass Joe is famous. That's the first guy on Mike Tyson's punch out.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could go through the whole list? How many Mike Tyson opponents could you think you could come up with?
There was... Glass Joe, Tiger Singh, King Hippo, Mike Tyson, Bull something.
Is he the Italian guy?
No, he's the bald guy.
Who's the Italian guy with the nice hair? E-Honda?
Piston Honda,
he's yeah.
From Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, shit.
I would have liked him if he was from a little other place in Japan.
I thought he was Italian.
So there's Glass Joe, Von Kaiser, Pistol Honda, Don Flamenco, King Hippo, Great Tiger. Did you say Tiger Singh?
Yeah.
Bald.
I was going to say Tiger Mask is what I was going to say. So.
Jushin Thunderlight.
Yeah.
Soda Popinski. Jesus Christ. Mr. Sandman and Tyson.
Yep.
What was the...
Did you ever beat it?
I never beat it.
Not until way later.
I never did. I did beat Contra when they came out with the emulators you could have on your computer and you could just save. So I just would save every.
Why didn't you just use the Konami code and get 99 lives and then beat it that way?
I don't know.
Up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Right.
For Contra?
Yeah. For any Konami game. That's the reason it's called the Konami code.
Holy shit. Holy shit. So I obviously knew that code. Everyone knew that code. It was a fucking t-shirt. Didn't know it was for anything but Contra.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you're blowing minds right now.
You can do it in Google, too.
For what?
Just does.
No, not worried. I mean, I'm good. I believe you.
Who would we each be as Mike Tyson punch-out characters?
Glass Joe. All three of us.
We're all three Glass Joes?
Yes. I woke up with negative $6,000 in my bank account yesterday. I'm Glass Joe.
Seems more of like a Soda Pazinski.
Oh, what else? Was there one more thing to get to before we wrap this up? I thought I had one more thing. Oh, just, no, it's nothing, but just the human gift machine, Tajay Ishimori, the Bone Soldier in New Japan. Is something. You ask what I like about wrestling, it's just everything that guy does. I don't care if he's wrestling a 60-year-old or a new guy or a whoever. He's unbelievable. He's a human gift machine, and all his matches are a blast. So...
Dope.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Red Curb, February 22nd.
That's right.
It's at redcurbcomedy.com. The next night, Don't Tell Comedy, where you don't know where it's going to be or who's going to show up. Probably Brad. On the 23rd, you can get those tickets at Don't Tell Comedy. Could be Mark
Bittes. Unavailable.
Yeah. Could be, could be huge. And then we got nothing else to promote, I don't think. I think we're good.
Juice in the morning.
Juice in the morning.
Check out the episode. Make it their most downloaded episode ever.
Oh, this is what we can promote. Please fill out your pro wrestling scorecards this week. Let's have a real contest. Post them to social media right before. This is what I screw up, too.
They lock it the morning of?
No, they lock it at the beginning of the pre-show.
Yeah, and I noticed that neither of you guys printed me out one from last time. I'm starting to feel like this is a conspiracy to keep me away from the title.
We don't want you to be a dual champion.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm real concerned about your Andre the Giant pick.
Just wait till he shows up, buddy. Just wait till he shows up.
Also, my offer still stands. If Andre the Giant physically gets into the ring,
yep,
you automatically win.
Just waiting for that battle royal at WrestleMania.
You own the belt after that.
Can't wait till holograms are a thing.
I believe we only had two entrants. Vamp for a second.
Well, remember, so what we're going to do is this Elimination Chamber is going to be one card. Then we're going to have Fastlane. That'll be the second card. And then those will combine with the WrestleMania card to have this quarter's champion. We're going to do a title match at WrestleMania, title match at
SummerSlam. So I have absolutely no chance.
Wait, why would you not have a chance?
Because I'm already down one card.
No, we're brand new right now. So Elimination Chamber. Won the Royal Rumble. That was our inaugural champion.
Fastlane.
But I still think if you're a respected listener or, you know, like a guy we can trust.
We're doing the...
Matt Dillon, I think we let them in too.
But Dr. Hootie's the only one that submitted a card via the hashtag WMPS on Twitter.
Okay.
Or PWS. It'll be in the tweet.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. But we are doing a culmination of end of the year listener giveaway.
Okay, cool.
Whoever has the most cumulative score. So
awesome.
So if you think you can...
See, Matt did one too, but he's like, I heard Fresh's score and I didn't want to put mine up there. So you crush Rumble, man.
I try.
I haven't had a good run since freaking SummerSlam last year. Oh, TLC, I think I did. Or no, Money in the Bank, I did really good.
But
I know that's interesting for everyone.
Just wait until I do my research.
Oh, shit.
Or bring in a ringer.
You realize, besides unscheduled appearances, you could flip a coin on most of it, right? You realize that the only, like, real tough... Well, reading the rules is tough for you, too, knowing that circling or crossing off...
Yeah, I'm sorry, way too confusing. PWI. You need to fucking make that shit easier.
Circle. PWI.
Pro Wrestling Insider.
Isn't that who does it?
Pro Wrestling Scorecards.
PWS.
It's on the belt.
Yeah.
How fucking dope is that belt, dude? It is really so nice. Dope. So is my Kilstein Kill shirt I'm wearing. That's pretty dope. In pink.
Yeah, it was definitely from WWEshop.com.
No, it wasn't fucking wasn't. It was fucking some... you might... hey, another plug. You might be seeing...
Illegal shirts are coming soon.
Yeah, illegal shirts might be coming soon on a website that we'll kind of whisper about, but you got to pretend you didn't know it.
Yeah.
But I think that Ric Flair shirt is going to be available real soon. Wait, the Wupak shirt. Sorry.
Wupak.
Yeah. Wupak?
Not Ric Flair.
Not Ric Flair at all.
My figure four makes sure all y'all kids don't go woo.
I mean, it could be a $1 billion seller. We could probably get a penny off each
other. And we announced what we are doing with the footage from Jokers.
Ooh, the Wu-Tang.
Yes, we're going to Wu-Tang it. Thanks for giving away the announcement.
You announced it two weeks ago.
On here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought we just announced it on Juice in the Morning. So here's the great, but we did.
You told them they had an exclusive?
Yeah, well, they did have with one. Okay. We announced the May shows for Red Curb and Kettle Top, and these are exciting. These are huge. I think this is probably the strongest comedy lineup in Indianapolis in years.
Before you start, DIY Jokers presents.
That's right.
I mean, Anna's show was good, though, too.
It was good.
I'm a big Mo Mitchell fan.
But true. But wait till you hear this lineup here. DIY Jokers presents the Avengers lineup. It is going to be myself, because since I book it, I get to be on it.
Wait, that didn't work out last.
Brent Terhune.
Oh, shit.
Ryan Niemiller.
Oh.
Dave Landau. Hosted by Josh Springer.
Why don't you give Josh a set and let me host?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I won't do time. I mean, I'm not going to do jokes. I want to do the hosting.
Josh Springer, hosted by Fireball Eric.
Yeah.
Who promises not to throw a chair at me.
When did I say that?
Oh, shit.
you shouldn't have announced
it. I'm going to wear a helmet.
Now it's on the... Yeah.
Just comes on the stage with the stage, a chair.
No words, just... Hey, come on, guys. Nothing that can actually hurt.
So, yeah, May 17th and 18th.
Cool
thing about it is... Oh. Shit. Can you do it or can
you? Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, fuck.
Cool thing about it is May 17th is my birthday.
What makes that cool?
I will be turning 24.
Congratulations.
Almost a lot of hair loss for 24, Brad.
almost time for that tax break on your insurance.
I know.
I mean, he never makes fun of my weight, but... Wait, so what days? 17th and 18th?
Yes.
Done.
Would be a Friday and a Saturday.
I know, but
that's
somehow...
That's how comedy shows work.
Somehow I heard 27th. I was like, Memorial Day is an odd... Monday, Memorial Day is an odd time to do a comedy show.
For the troops!
Yeah. Hosting a legitimate, totally real... Not fake comedy show.
This is great audio.
I feel like you are somehow doubting that this is going to happen. Everybody's been booked. Everybody's been officially.
I doubt that I haven't.
Agreed.
I doubt that you let me get a fucking any mic time with that ahead. Great lineup. That's
absolutely.
A fucking.
No, absolutely.
You're
hosting.
You're a good host.
I think so too.
You can come on stage and be like, "Oh my God, it's time for a comedy."
But you're not allowed to do the
Road Dog.
The Road Dog intro.
No problem. I'll come up with something. I got 2 months.
Yep.
Three months.
Yeah. No, we'll write something before that.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Perfect. Yes.
So check out.
The brains, and the lack of self-awareness. That's that's what makes me so versatile. I don't care. I assume that I'm awesome at everything, even when I'm proven I'm not. So that was good show, guys. Let's leave it on that awesome high note of the last 6 minutes of kind of mostly dead air.
It's much different than the last time we ended a show.
What happened last? I don't even remember that.
You don't remember you throwing the chair at me and
nope.
Yeah, you got pretty angry.
That sounds fake.
That was the scariest.
That sounds like fake news. All right, until next time, and we'll do this again.
We need to find a closer. Hold on. We need to figure out right now how we're going to always close this show from now on.
Ape Man.
No, Eric just says goodbye, everyone. We do
we still
week.
Do the... Do we still do the...
No, just do the... Hey, thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Talent. We don't do that.
No.
Okay, so...
Hold on. I got one.
Yeah.
Until next time when we say hello.
Later on.